We're going to try to finish up. Which of the children can tell me what if there was one word for this last year of a theme, what was the one word that we studied this year? I'm going to take the first hand. Elijah. The question is, does Elijah know? He just wanted to raise his hand quick. Elijah, do you remember what we looked at all year long? What was our main theme? He's thinking. You can see the wheels spinning and the smoke coming out of his ears. Oh, no. So he obeyed. That's good. He obeyed. I guess we're going to have to go with Sam. Love. What do you think, adults? Is he right? Yes. Love. Good job. All right. I'm pretty sure that Elijah was, that was just coming to him. All right, love. We talked about love, okay? And we're going to try to make it practical for you kids, and again, for all of us, on how we should love, some things that we need to keep in mind. Here's the thing, kids, that you, notice this, you are called to love in your home. In fact, this afternoon, I want to give you some ways in which you can show love to the people in your home. Have you ever noticed this, adults? That some of the, and it's not because they're miserable, but some of the hardest people to love are the people that you're with the most. Have you noticed that? It's very true. Because you've got to, you know, you see the every parts about them, and we all have unlovely parts, right? We all have things about us that remember, love is love in a tough situation, in misery, okay? And so love is important, and it really makes itself known at home. So I want you kids to think just for a moment about all the people in your home, okay? Some of you have more people to think about because you have a bigger home, or at least a bigger family. But I want you to think about the people in your home, in your house that live with you every single day. And I want you to think, as we go through this afternoon, we're going to see how you can love them. Now, these are not, I'm going to give you three things, and they all start with the word S. Now, the last one I had to pull just a little bit to make it an S, but I wanted, and when we leave, I want you to be able to remember to your parents the three things that start with an S on how you can show love. Now, I want to tell you, these are not the only three ways to show love. We are simply going to look at three ways to show love. Adults, we're going to look at three ways that we can show love to the people in our home. And for you, it's the same thing. Even if it's some of you, just, you know, maybe you're by yourself and you say, who do I show love to? Well, the people around you that you're with, you show love to these people. So we're going to look at, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where we've been, and we're going to find these. We're going to go to a few other places. How can you show people in your home love? Okay, now that, Elijah is ready to answer that one too, but I'm going to answer that one, okay? You listen, because we're going to look at that, okay? All right, Sarah, so you got to think about the people in your home. How are you going to show them love today when you go home? Tomorrow, when you do school, or maybe you're not going to do school tomorrow, probably not, New Year's Day. But how are you going to show people to, and Mama says, yeah, we are. That's their choice, okay? How are you going to show love, Cohen, to the people in your family this week? And that's what we're going to look at. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we're going to look at just a couple things on how we can show love. All right? And remember, they all start with the word S. The first thing that we're going to look at verse 5, okay? Everybody go to verse 5, 1 Corinthians. I'm in 1 Samuel. That's not going to work. I'm sure that there's love in 1 Samuel, but I'm going to be a little confused if I stay there. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Obviously, I ate too much for lunch. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Let's look at verse 5, okay, kids? And I want you to, if you don't have a Bible in front of you, if you can try to look on somebody that does, I know that you're up here to listen, but verse 5 tells us about love or charity, and just assume that in front of verse 5 is talking about charity. Charity doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own. And that's what we're going to look at. Seeketh not her own. And the word, the S word that we're going to look at here is selflessness. Selflessness. Now, you're probably familiar with the word selfishness. How many of you kids have heard the words being selfish? You know what it means to be selfish? Okay. What are ways, Chloe, that you could be selfish? How could you be selfish? Okay, taking things for yourself. You want it, you know. Mom brings out, some tremendous dessert. And you're thinking, and isn't it amazing how there's always one piece that seemed to have been cut just a little bit differently? It was bigger. By the way, kids, just automatically know that's always for Dad. No, I'm just kidding. That is not true. All the adults are thinking, oh, I know what Pastor has in mind here. He's indoctrinating our children into... No. That's not always true. But isn't it amazing how when that piece of cake or pie, we all go to that piece and everybody's got their eye on that piece. And so Chloe is saying that selfishness is, I deserve that piece for myself. Well, she's right. When we are selfish, who are we thinking about? When we're being selfish, Malachi, if I'm being selfish, who am I thinking about? Yourself. I'm thinking about me. I'm not thinking about my brothers. I'm not thinking about my sisters. I'm not thinking about my dad. And I'm not thinking about my mother either. I'm thinking about me. Kids, listen to this. And adults that are out there. If we are going to show love to the people around us, we've got to stop thinking selfishly. We need to be thinking about other people. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, it says that love seeketh not her own. You are not trying to live for the things that you can get. We shouldn't be selfish. Rather, Sam, you need to be thinking about your brothers and sisters. So there's something you're going to get to do, and you really want it, and all of a sudden you're thinking, I'm going to get that spot. I'm going to do this. And then Sam remembers, we learned that love is selfless. That's kind of the opposite of being selfish. Selfish has to do with me. Selfless has to do with other people. So, Sam, I pulled you into this one. Who are you thinking about when you want, let's see now. Sam, we're not going to talk about food with Sam. We're going to talk about something to do. Okay, somebody special is going to ride home with Sam in the van today. Okay? And everybody wants to sit with him. Now, Sam, if you're being selfish, who are you going to be thinking about? Yourself. And so what are you going to say? I want to sit with him, right? If you're thinking selfless, who are you going to think about? Other people. And who are those other people? And you got lots of people to start listening. Who are you going to think about? Uriah. Elijah, right? Who are some of these people in your... And you're going to start thinking about other siblings, a couple sisters. Selflessness is thinking about other people. And you're going to think, you know what? He would really love to do this. And God wants me to love. And so if I'm going to do right with love, I'm going to let them do it. And you're going to think, but that's no fun. Do you know something, kids and adults? Do you realize when we're selfless, it's the best thing that we can do. And God promises that when we obey, there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Isn't it twisted thinking, kids, when you think that when you're pleased with everything, that that's going to be the most fun for you? But honestly, it's not. It never works out. The most fun is when you try to love other people. God just makes it work that way. I can't even really explain it, kids. It's just the way that God made it. When you help
please other people and you love other people and you're selfless, you're going to be the most happy. I've seen it happen. And the most grumpy you're going to be is when you go like this and you want everything for yourself. The first thing that we look at with love and how you can love the people in your home is we need to be... Okay, the word starts with an S, it ends with an S, and it has some S's in between. No, it doesn't. Selflessness. There it goes. Selflessness. Okay, let's say it together, kids. Selflessness. I think we got to get the big kids involved, don't you think? Okay, what's our first word? Selflessness. Okay, to be loving is to be selfless. That means not thinking about yourself. So now what I want you to do is I want you to think about ways that you can be selfless this week. So that means, Sarah, you need to start thinking. How can you be selfless this week? Rebecca, how can you be selfless this week? Now, you don't need to tell me, but what I'd really like you to do is I'd like you to tell one of your parents sometime today how you are going to work on being selfless. God says that if we're not loving, then we are not, then everything that we do is not worth anything. Okay? And so we've got to love. And one of the ways we do it is to be selfless. Okay? So I want you to be thinking about how you can be selfless this week, and I want you to tell your parents. Parents, I want you to follow up with that. Okay? Parents, follow up with that, how we can be selfless. And adults that are out here, I think it would be good for you to be thinking as well, what are the areas in your life that you have a difficult time being selfless with the people around you? Certain things that you protect, certain things that you want. Maybe you're the one that wants the bigger piece of cake. Maybe you're the one that wants certain things. Maybe you would be willing to sacrifice and give. But the first way is selflessness, okay? And so... aren't you glad, kids, that God wasn't selfish? Yeah. What if he said, no, this is my firstborn son. This is my only son. I can't spare him. I can't give him to you. What would be the case? What would happen if Jesus wouldn't have come? We wouldn't have a way to heaven. Okay, so that's the first one, selflessness, okay? Don't be selfish. How do I love my family? Here's the second one. There's just three of them. The next is, well, let's look at verse 4. Let's see if we can find it. Verse 4. So go back a verse. We're talking about love. Charity or love suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. You say, which one? Well, so there's the word suffereth. We're not going to look at that one. I want you to look at the next thing that's listed. And is kind. Okay? The second one, you say, kind, that starts with a K. Well, this word is service. Service, okay? The first word is selflessness. You love by being selfless. The next way you love is by serving other people. What does it mean to serve? Uriah, do you have any, what does it mean to serve other people? Do you got an idea? To serve other people. He's having a hard time coming up with something. What could we do to serve? Do you know, Elijah? What? Really? Giving a toy to another person? That's a big deal, isn't it? Service. But you know what? That could be true. You could help share. Sam, do you got another idea? That is very true. Now, in this verse, it uses the word kind. Be kind. Do you know what that word means, kind? Kind is an interesting word for us in the English. Kind is, it's hard to define. Kind is just maybe nice. What does nice mean? You're going to be nice to somebody, be kind. But if you really look at the word, to be kind means to be giving.
You're going to give to other people. You're going to do things for them. It's service. What's our second S word? Service, okay? First is selflessness. Second word, service. That means you're going to be kind to them. You want to do something from them. You're going to give them something. You're going to help them. You're being kind, all right? God tells us that we ought to be kind. We ought to serve other people. And so one person said this way about the word kind. You're working for the good or the welfare of other people. So you are doing something for somebody else. So yes, you could share a toy, but you're actually going to do something. You're actually going to, maybe you're going to help them. Maybe there's a chore that they need to do. You're going to do something. Adults, there's an element that in our lives, we need to be kind to people. How we love practically is by being kind, doing things for other people. Isn't it amazing how we are so focused on our own lives? You know, we've got our schedules. We've got our things. We've got our likes. We've got our agenda. And we're very focused that way. And we ought to be. But when we are kind, when we're going to love, we're going out of ourself and we're doing something for somebody else. Not for our benefit, but for theirs. Now, if you are doing something, Cohen, if you're doing something and you're thinking, you know what? I'm going to do something. I'm going to give my brother, I'm going to give him a toy to play with. I would rather play with the toy, but I'm going to do it. But I'm going to do it because I really want my dad to look at me and say, wow, you must have listened to Pastor this week. And I really want him to think, you know, that of me. And so I'm going to do this so that he can tell me, you know, that I did a good job. Now, if you do that, who are you mostly thinking about? Probably yourself, aren't you? Because you're thinking, boy, I want to be recognized here. But being kind is not thinking about ourselves. It's thinking about that other person. And so when you think about doing something for your brother Daniel, it's because you think, you know what? I really want him to have this. I really want to do this for him. Or I'm going to do this for Rebecca because, you know, she is my sister and I'm supposed to love her. And so I'm going to do something. Adults, being kind is something that we need to think through because guess what? If you don't think through it, you're not going to do it. It's something that is planned out and premeditated. I'm going to be kind. There's a decision that we need to make. I am going to serve this person. When we've learned about love this year, we've learned about that. And there's an element of service that we need to understand. I am going to do something for somebody else. And when we do that, that is showing love. All right, kids, so I want you to think. What are you going to do? First of all, you thought through what are you going to do to be selfless. The second thing is, what am I going to do to serve? How can I serve the people in my home? You say, I'm the oldest brother. I'm the oldest sibling. They ought to be serving me. That's not love. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you're the oldest. It doesn't matter if the youngest. It doesn't matter if you're a boy. It doesn't matter if you're a girl. We all, adults, we need to make a decision that we are going to be serving other people. And when we serve, we're loving. When we're loving, we're displaying God. Okay? So we need to serve. All right. What was the first word? Anybody remember? I know that you do. Come on. What's the first word? Love is? That was the second one. All right, Sam?
Selflessness.
Selflessness. Let's all say it together. Selflessness. Second of all, and Elijah got it right, but just use the different word, not the S word, we are to have
service.
All right, let's all say it together. Service. So we have selflessness and service. Okay, are we getting this, adults? I know it's elementary, but it's all what we need. Okay, we all need it. We ought to be selfless and we ought to serve other people. What's the third one? Okay, this one I had to pull just a little bit. Okay, but it's not a pull. It's in there. Let's look at verse 6. Okay, look at verse 6. And of course, the word charity or love is right before it. And then we see the first thing that's listed there is rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the, and what's the last word? Truth. And there's our, well, it's not our key word here, but it's going to focus on truth. Okay? Our key word here is our speech. And there's something about that speech that I want to focus on, and that's true speech. Okay? It's telling the truth. You say, how is that loving other people? Let's all take our Bibles really quickly. I'm just about done here, but let's all take our Bibles and go to Proverbs chapter 26. This is a verse that every person in the room needs to understand. Proverbs chapter 26. Proverbs chapter 26, and I want to look at the first part of verse 28. Proverbs chapter 26 and the first part of verse 28. It's the last verse in the chapter. I want you to notice what it says here. A lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it. Let me read that again. What do you think it means, kids? A lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it. All right, kids, look up here. When you lie to your brother, when you lie to your sister, when you lie to your dad, when you lie to your mother, when you lie to the people that are around you, what is this verse telling us we are doing? Did you catch it? If you didn't catch it, look down again. What does it say? What does it say about a lying tongue? What does it do? Can we get some help from an adult? It's hating them. Did you ever know that? When you lie to a person and you don't tell them the truth, the Bible says, I didn't say it, the Bible says you're hating them. Just think about it just for a moment, adults. Do you like it when people lie to you? When people are lying to you, what are they doing? What are they trying to conceal? What don't they want you to have? Truth. They're covering the truth. Now you think about it. Don't we all want to know what truth about anything? We want to know the truth. I want to know the truth. If you're withholding the truth, you're hating me. I mean, why would we not want somebody to find out the truth? Because we hate them. By the way, that's interesting. People that lie to you hate you. When you withhold the truth from other people, you're hating them. Kids, when you lie to mommy and daddy, you're hating them. You don't want them to know the truth. You don't want to give them truth. You want them to receive lies. And the Bible says that you hate them. So what's a great way to show people love? Tell them the truth. Good job, Elijah. Tell them the truth. That's a wonderful way. We don't normally think about that we can love other people. You love other people? Give them truth. Give them truth, adults. Give people truth. They need truth. You love them? Give them truth. If you don't give them truth, you're not loving them. Now, there's some more application to us adults. Even withholding, even blocking off the truth. Neutral. If we're not going to give people truth, we're hating them. Isn't that true concerning salvation and life and eternal destinations? We withhold the truth, and what's going to be the result? Destruction. We're hating them. But when we love people, we want to give them the truth. I want you to know, look at this, you need to understand this because I care about you. Kids, I want to tell you, we need to care about the people in our homes. You need to care about, you know, Malachi, you need to care about Ezekiel and Shalissa and Symphony. You need to care about those people. You need to care about the people in your home. You need to care about your parents. And what we do is we give them the truth. even though sometimes the truth hurts, we need to give them the truth. And so the S word with this is our speech, okay? We give them true speech. All right, the first way we love other people is by being selfless, right? Selflessness. The second way we love people is by... Wake up, kids. Elijah always has an answer. Service. Good job. Selflessness, service, and speech. Three ways to love the people in your home. You say, how do I love my family? Be selfless. How do I love the people in my family? Serve them. How do I love the people in my family? Tell them the truth. Use true speech. Tell them the truth. For all of us out here, tell you what, very elementary. Three ways we can love other people. Let's be selfless, not thinking about ourselves. Let's serve other people. Let's do things for people. Show them that we love them. Show them that we care. Tell them the truth. Let's have good speech. Practical ways that we, whether children or adults, can love other people in our lives. Father, I pray that you would help us to love the people around us. God, I pray that the children that are listening here would go home and figure out ways and how they're going to tell the truth, how they're going to serve other people, how they're going to be selfless. God, I pray that we would all get that. Lord, help us all to make decisions on how we're going to be a blessing to our family. Some of the hardest people to love are the people that are in our family, and yet that is who is most expected of us to love. We ought to love the people in our family first. God, help us to love the people in our homes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.